The Wander Lover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you're tuning in and you are a new or aspiring digital nomad, I would love to invite you to come join us in the Digital Nomad Society. My newest membership gives you all the training, tools, resources, and the like-minded community you need to start your full-time travel lifestyle, even if you have no idea where to start. We have member meet and greets twice a month, plus we are constantly sharing the newest digital nomad tips and tricks, and I am personally in the community every single day giving feedback and support. The society is full of the travel-loving, hard-working motivation you need to reach your travel and business goals. It's only $7 a month and you can cancel anytime. Click the link in the episode description to join us, and we cannot wait to see you inside. Hello, my lovely listeners. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about a very, very juicy topic, money. We're going to be talking about money mindset and money habits to master as a digital nomad. And sometimes when I start talking about money, I like almost cringe, shrivel up a little because it was so not talked about growing up. Money is one of those things, even in our society, that is a little taboo. People expect you to know how to make it. People expect you to have a lot of it or not have a lot of it, and no one really talks about it. So we're going to change that, and I am going to be talking about it, and I'm going to be dedicating this entire episode to money. I want you to make a lot of money. I want you to have a lot of money, and I want my community, digital nomads, online business owners, travelers, to be able to use money to benefit the greater good and benefit their lives, the lives of their loved ones, and just benefit the lives of everyone around them. As digital nomads, there is a very wide spectrum of travel styles that exists in this world, depending on how much money you are willing to spend, how much money you want to spend, and how much money you have to spend. I feel like I've experienced a very wide range of the spectrum coming from my college days, where I was staying in 22-bed dorms and hammocks literally on the beach, to staying at 5-star resorts, luxury hotels around the world, and everything in between. And I've gotten to a point in my life where I know my travel preferences. I know what kinds of accommodations I like to spend my time at. And I am financially in a position where my money allows me to stay wherever I want for however long I want. It is not an issue, and I am very comfortable. I want this lifestyle for you as a digital nomad if you want to. If you want this freedom, then I want it for you. This didn't happen by accident, and I wasn't born into money. And that's all to say that if I can do it, then you can too. And I want to share with you my best money mindset and money habits, tips, tricks, so that you can achieve the same. And I want to start by first sharing one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite books, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. In the book, he spells out 17 wealth files, so different ways of thinking and believing that differentiate the rich from the poor. And I feel obliged to mention the caveats that he mentions in his book, that by no means does he mean to degrade poor people or want to be without compassion for their situation. He doesn't believe that rich people are better than poor people. They're just richer. And so the point of the book he is trying to make distinctions as extreme as possible so that the message gets across. And so the quote that I want to share with you and the wealth file that I am sharing is that rich people play the money game to win. Poor people play the money game to not lose. Most people play the money game for survival and security instead of creating wealth and abundance. The goal of truly rich people is to have massive wealth and abundance. The big goal of poor people is to have enough to pay the bills. If your goal is to be comfortable, chances are you'll never be rich. But if your goal is to be rich, chances are you'll end up mighty comfortable. So let that sink in. And my question for you is, are you playing the money game to win, or are you playing to not lose? In my previous podcast episode where I share the pyramid parable, another story that kind of like changed my life, I ask you about the system that you are subscribing to. So the career path that you are choosing to make or the business that you are choosing to start. I started an online business so that it would give me the freedom to travel, the freedom to be located anywhere, to work any hours that I want, and to have my income uncapped. I knew I wanted to make a lot of money. I did not want to backpack my entire life. I wanted to create generational wealth. I had and have really big dreams, and that is the system that I subscribe to. And now I want to ask you, which wealth file are you subscribed to right now? Is it to have financial freedom, or is it just enough to pay the bills? And don't get me wrong, in the beginning, when you are starting your business, it's completely fine to just want enough. But we always want to be thinking bigger, and we want to inherently know that we are on the path to so much more. This reminds me of a recent conversation that we had with a couple we met here in Galicia who were traveling by van. And it was really cool because they work seasonally, so they'll go back to their jobs for a few months of the year and then travel by van for a few months. And when we first met them, one of them asked us like what we did for our jobs. And so when we both said that we have our own online businesses, the first response and the first question he had was, do you work a 40-hour week? And do you make enough money as if you were working a 40-hour week? And it was so funny to me because conceptually, like, how much are you supposed to make in a 40-hour week? You know, like, it's just such a wide range. What do you mean a 40-hour week? But it was so clear that maybe to him or to them, a 40-hour week meant sustaining a lifestyle and that you needed to work 40 hours a week in order to travel or save or to live or pay rent or pay the bills. And so do you see how that narrative kind of sustains this reality of you must work a 40-hour week and make enough to get by? Whereas other beliefs and systems, money systems that you could subscribe to include, I can work 5 hours a week. I can work 0 hours a week and make exponentially more than I do at a 40-hour week, right? I can have passive income come in my sleep. There are so many other narratives that can then shape your reality and the opportunities that come to you. And you might be thinking, but Danielle, I don't have passive income. I need to work and I don't have that as my reality yet. And the key here is yet, but know that if you shift those internal beliefs, then you're going to be taking different actions. You're going to be building the systems, building the businesses, building the courses, the digital products that allow you to have that passive income, right? So there is an exit strategy and there is a bigger vision. Which brings me to my first point for this episode. That was like a whole kind of money mindset spiel. But the first point that I have as a concrete tip to give you is to spend as much time, if not more of your time, on making money and generating money and building systems for different income streams as you do on saving money. So when I see accounts on Instagram where when I listen to podcasts and what I used to read in my finance job, it was always like save an X percent of your monthly salary and put it into retirement savings, and then like don't eat out, cook your own food, don't buy Starbucks. I have kind of completely shifted away from that. And now my mantra is all that time and effort you're spending on clipping coupons and saving money, spend even more time on building new means of wealth, building new income streams, learning about how to make more. Because I guarantee you that if your time, energy, investments are directed towards making even more money, you're going to be comfortable and you're going to have more than enough left over to save and buy Starbucks every day and do whatever you want in life and have an abundance, because you're just so focused on making more than cutting back. And in this day and age, you have the opportunities, you have the resources online around you to learn whatever it is that you don't know. So if you want to learn how to make passive income, if you want to learn how to become a digital nomad, if you want to learn how to start your own business, you can. You just need to look for it and you just need to learn, right? So if you can spend as much time on making money, then similar to what T. Harv Eker said, if your goal is to be comfortable, chances are you'll never be rich. But if your goal is to be rich, chances are you'll end up mighty comfortable. And this has proven to be true. I went from really focusing on my savings to going all in on my business. And now I understand, like, you are comfortable. Like, I have more than enough money to live the lifestyle I want, go anywhere in the world and save and want to invest in a house and potentially like start a family. It just opens up so many opportunities in your life when you focus on making money. And so the habit that we are going to adopt to master as a digital nomad, increasing your cash flow through your business, through your activities, even if you're not a digital nomad yet, be receptive to all the ways you can be making money, be monetizing, be earning in every way. It's not just going to be through one income stream. Open yourself up to ways that you can be a producer and a service provider, how you can charge for people that want to work for you, how you can create products and sell them. And if you have a business and you have products and services, sell every single day. You can increase your prices, you can increase the number of products or services that you offer, and you can increase the quantity sold. As a digital nomad, I want you to be really intentional with the amount of work and what kind of work you are doing on a daily basis. Where is this going to get you 1 year, 2 years, 5 years down the line? Is it just on a content creation hamster wheel, or is the work that you're doing intentional? And also, as a digital nomad, going back to the story of saving and then spending, we want to constantly be increasing our cash flow, getting into the habit of selling more and making more while we are traveling. So it's not like a trade-off. It's not like you can only travel or make money and you kind of go through this like spend and starve and then, you know, make all your money back kind of back and forth. It's going to be blended so well, beautifully together so that you're constantly increasing your net worth as you are traveling.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
With that being said, the rest of the tips are going to be coming from a place where if you make a lot of money, you also need to know how to keep and invest the money that you make. And as a digital nomad, what's really cool is that there are so many opportunities to leverage location. And so there are more benefits, right? Benefits that you have to kind of learn and you have to learn how to navigate. I talk a lot about location arbitrage. So making money in a Western currency and having it go so far in other countries. Like right now I am in Spain. The USD to euro is almost like 1-to-1. And we get so many groceries at the grocery store. We can eat out and it's just so affordable. And so the next tip that I have while traveling as a digital nomad to keep most of the money that you make is to make sure that you have a bank for cash withdrawals that does not charge you a fee when you are traveling internationally. Also, make sure that the credit card or debit card you are using does not charge you a foreign transaction fee. And even better, sign up for credit card rewards so that every time you use your credit card, you are also getting points or miles or cash back. So not only do you want to be spending, you're kind of like accumulating benefits for future travels. Also, get into the habit of separating your personal and business expenses, having different accounts for each, and having monthly check-ins to assess your business financial health and your personal financial health. You want to give it attention, right? We don't want to just sweep it under the rug. Bonus points if you have an income and expense tracker, a balance sheet tracker, a net worth tracker that you can use so that you can monitor how you're doing, how your business is doing month over month. And for some of you, I know this can be uncomfortable. Like some of my clients before working with me, they never even look at their bank accounts. Like they very rarely look at their bank accounts. And I'm like, no, this is not what we want to do, right? Because if you want a better financial situation, you need to invest the time and energy and love and nurture into it, right? So if this is you and you've been putting it off, I encourage you after listening to this episode all about money to just be more open and receptive to all the goodness and money and abundance coming your way. And that starts with your habits. This is such great timing. I have an app on my phone called I Am, and it sends me affirmations throughout the day. And one just popped up on my phone: my business meets and exceeds my needs. And I want you to repeat that. My business meets and exceeds my needs. Just so on point, because that's exactly what we are talking about. Okay, I have a few more habits and tips for you. I wrote down, have a freedom fund. So some people might call this an emergency fund. I don't like the connotation of the word emergency. So I call it a freedom fund, and this is going to look different for everyone depending on where you are in life, where you are in business, what kind of person you are. But basically, my theory is that for every person, there is this arbitrary, imaginary number that they have depending on their lifestyle and the people around them and what they're used to. This arbitrary number that if they had it in a savings account, they will feel less anxious and they'll feel more empowered and free to take risks. This could be, you know, 6 months of living expenses for one person, and it could be zero. Like some people operate with no savings and they're completely fine. So this is going to be different for everyone, but I want you to get into the habit of contributing to this freedom fund so that you can live without the anxiety of money running out or running your business with the fear that it's going to go under. And if you take what I say before to focus on making a lot of money, making so much more than the time you're giving to optimize this freedom fund, you're going to have a lot more money coming in. And then with that, get into the habit of contributing to the freedom fund as a percentage or whatever feels right for you. Going off of that, to conclude this episode, and this is such a good one to end with, is to channel the feeling of abundance. And similar to what I said about this arbitrary number, money is kind of arbitrary and it's different for everyone. Some people might think $1 million is nothing, it's the change in their back pocket, and other people might think $1 million is a lot of money, right? So you have the power to control how you feel about your financial situation. I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say that you are somewhat in a comfortable situation right now. Like in this very moment, you might be sitting, or you might be standing, or you might be laying down, whatever it may be, you're not in danger, right? Your life as you're listening to this, it's passing before your very eyes, and you probably have a handful of blessings that you can count. And so you have the power to channel the feeling of abundance and massive wealth instead of focusing on what could go wrong, on money running out, on having to save for a rainy day, right? In this exact moment, you have the power to focus on all the good that is coming your way. You always have a choice. So at any given moment, the money habit to adopt as a digital nomad is that you can make an unlimited amount of money. You do not always have to go for the cheapest option. You do not always have to go for a cheap accommodation. Like, you can have everything you want and more. If you're looking for a money mindset reframe, I will link my 88 Abundance Affirmations YouTube video in the episode description. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Have a wildly abundant week, my loves.